Welcome back to the Washington Wild Things pregame show. Today we take a look from the other side with River City pitcher and former Washington Wild Thing, Casey Barnes. And Casey, first off, welcome back to Washington. You know, how different is it for you now sitting in the visitor's dugout here at CONSOL Energy Park?
It's weird. It felt good when I walked in here. It definitely felt like home. But being in the visitor's clubhouse, it was still different. But, you know, I'm happy to be back and you know, it's fun to be back here and nice and warm out, so, you know, no complaints.
Now, I know before game one you had the chance to see some of your old teammates, coaches, and some fans here in Washington as well. How nice was it to catch up with old friends?
Awesome, to say the least. I really enjoy seeing, you know, fans that have, you know, supported me through the years. My host family, the McLuckys, came out last night to see me. I've just gotten such a warm welcome. You know, teammates Gary, Mark Samuelson, a lot of Vaholic, you know, all these guys that knew me from last year just gave me a real nice warm welcome. And it just feels like, again, it's just a second home to me. And, you know, I couldn't be more grateful for that.
Now pitching with River City, you've been posting your typical numbers, a sub-3 ERA and 7 starts. How have things been going for you with the Rascals, and how do you like it in River City?
Oh, I love it. You know, I've been, my arm's healthy, knock on wood here. had a good season so far. You know, just try to stay humble. I got to admit, we've had some really good defense behind me. Carrillo is at third base, phenomenal defense. J-Mo is shortstop. You know, but overall, I love River City. I love our coaches. I love the atmosphere that we have. And, you know, I've just, it's really been fortunate for me to go to another good place in the league, and I've enjoyed my experience so far here.
River City manager Steve Brook, a former standout pitcher in the Frontier League, and the Rascals have 11-year major league veteran Todd Worrell on the coaching staff. As a pitcher, what's it like to be around guys like that?
It's great, man. Steve always has faith. That's the thing, you know. We've struggled here in the last 2 weeks, but, you know, he always has faith in us and confidence that, you know, he's putting the best lineup out there and he's got the best guys to do the job. And, you know, I love Steve, real laid-back guy, and you can talk to him about anything. Players, coach for sure. Todd, man, Todd's, he's a tank. He's like 6'5", and, you know, he still comes out and can throw just cheese, you know, not even trying, just because he's so big. But he really brings a you know, definite, you know, obviously being a former big leaguer for so many years and an all-star, he brings something to us that's just, you know, we don't have, you know what I mean? And it's fun to work with him, and he's a great guy, and he's always out there joking with us. And, you know, I think he enjoys it just as much as we do. So it's a privilege to play under these two guys.
The Rascals have had an up-and-down year so far this season and trying to climb out of an early hole in the West Division standings. Yeah, give us a brief synopsis of what the first quarter of the year has been like for River City as a whole.
Sure, yeah. We started out 7-2, playing a lot of close games, but we were winning them. We had some good pitching early on, and we still, that's, I think, our key note is our pitching and our defense. But the last road stands that we've had, you know, 6 games, we just couldn't put it together, whether it's pitching one night, hitting the next. We never really got on all cylinders, so to speak. So I think, you know, we just, once we kind of get going, we have that good team atmosphere in the clubhouse. Once we get the hitting, the pitching, and everything going, I think we're definitely going to make a good run. But, I mean, that's about it.
And tonight in Game 3, the Rascals face Washington right-hander Gary Lee. What will it be like for you to watch your former teammate and former pitching coach go against your team now?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I missed the start. I was supposed to start tonight against Gary, but unfortunately we had a rain delay. But it's going to be fun to watch him, because I got to tip my cap to him, and he's really helped my career. Last year, early on in the season, I was struggling, and I just was working on a cutter, and it never seemed to click. And right after the All-Star break, you know, we started throwing, and he started giving me tips, and, you know, the light bulb went off, and I feel like my cutter's my, you know, pretty much my pitch to go to, and because of that, I owe him. And so it's going to be fun to see. Obviously, he's a veteran, he's a mature player, he knows his craft, he knows what he's doing out there, and it's going to be a tough one for sure, to say the least. But it's going to be fun to watch him, and again, you know, I love him to death, and I wish him the best of luck, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Former Washington Wild Things pitcher and current River City pitcher Casey Barnes, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and the Rascals the rest of the way, and hopefully we see you back here at CONSOL Energy Park for the All-Star Game. How's that sound?
Oh, that'd be great, man. I'd love to come back.
We have more coming up next on the Washington Wild Things Radio Network.